It is now 7:03, and it is time for the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you tonight by Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Hapley's Bar in Richmond, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty, Kensington Insurance Agency of El Rosa in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, or Dick Putz Show, brought to you by IPM Incorporated, that's Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, Columbia Gear in Avon, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, El Rosa Lumber, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur, the Wood Shop in Avon, Corky's Bar of Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. All right, we got a jam-packed Dick Putz Show for you tonight. Let's get to some of these scores and highlights. In the County Line League on Sunday, we had New London Spicer at Regal, and Regal defeats New London Spicer today by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Regal, 1 run, 7 hits, and an error for New London Spicer. Brandon Wadle on the mound will pick up the win for Regal today, relieved by Grant Paffrath in the 8th. He gets the save, and the catchers, Derek Dengerud and Tyler Keeman. For New London Spicer, Caden Hansen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ben Kulseth in the 5th, and the catcher, Derek Dizal. Hitting highlights for Regal this afternoon, Jordan Beyer 2-for-4, and Kai Schneider was 2-for-3. For New London Spicer, Josh Soiney went 2-for-4 today. A final this afternoon from Regal had Regal defeating New London Spicer 5-1. Painesville up at Norway Lake today had taken on Norway Lake Sunberg, and Painesville defeats Norway Lake Sunberg 9-5. 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Painesville. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Norway Lake Sunberg. Grady Fuchs will start on the mound. He gets the win today, relieved by Bennett Evans in the 6th. And the catcher, Drew Tangen. For Norway Lake Sunberg, Weston Jurdy starts, relieved by Justin Johnson in the 6th, Luke Reuter in the 8th, and Chris Moyse, the catcher. The loss will go to Weston Jurdy. Hitting highlights for Painesville today, Grayson Fuchs, 2-for-4 with a double. Drew Tangen was 3-for-5. Garrett Lusink, 3-for-4 with a double. Grady Fuchs had a double, and Rick Hendrickson was 3-for-5 this afternoon for the Pirates. For Norway Lake Sunberg, Luke Reuter, 2-for-4. Aaron Ziemer, 2-for-4. Aaron had a 3-run homer in the 9th inning to tighten this game up a little bit, and Jaden Hingem with a double. A final this afternoon from Norway Lake Sunberg, it was Painesville 9, Norway Lake Sunberg 5. When we come back here on the Dick Putz Show, we'll go over to the Victory League and find out some scores and highlights from the Victory League after these messages.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Victory League on Wednesday night. It was Piers Lakers taking on the Piers Bulldogs up in Piers, and the Piers Lakers defeat the Bulldogs by a score of 12-0 in 7 innings. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Piers Bulldogs. For the Lakers, Carter Petron starts and goes the distance, picking up the win. The Bulldogs' Aiden Miklowski starts, taking the loss, relief by George Topes in the 4th and Keegan Frisbee in the 5th. Some hitting highlights for the Lakers on Wednesday night: Brady Petron, 3-for-4 with a home run. Camden Hapke, 3-for-3. He had a double and 3 RBIs. Carter Petron, 3-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. And Ryan Deers was 2-for-3 with a double and a home run. Preston Rauschlow, 2-for-3. For the Piers Bulldogs, Craig Luperts, 2-for-3. And Chase Becker had a single for their 3 hits. A final again on Wednesday had the Piers Lakers defeating the Piers Bulldogs 12-0. On Friday night, this was a dandy over in Avon at Blattner Field, and Avon defeats the Piers Lakers by a score of 1-0, getting a run in the bottom of the 9th inning. The Avon Lakers did. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for Avon, no runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. Dominic Gosting starts for Avon, relieved by Matt Pickleman in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. Noah Sakala goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Brady Petron. Some hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night: Ryan Jansen, 2-for-4, and Alien Mosquita was 2-for-3 with a double. Brady Petron was 2-for-4 for the Piers Lakers on Friday night, as Avon defeats the Piers Lakers by a score of 1-0. On Friday night, it was Swanville traveling to Flensburg, taking on Flensburg. Swanville defeats Flensburg by a score of 13-4, 13 runs, 11 hits for Swanville, 4 runs, 7 hits for Flensburg. Levi Beesman starts for Swanville, relieved by Cooper T. Schaefer in the 7th, who will pick up the win. The loss will go to Tyler Check. He had relieved Cooper Grasshorn, who started the ball game for Flensburg. And Dan Coquette comes in the 8th inning for Flensburg. Some hitting highlights for Swanville. On Friday night, Levi Beesman 2-for-5. Levi with a double and 5 RBIs. Jordan Sales 2-for-5 with a double. Cooper T. Schaefer 2-for-5. And Hudson Pung and Ty Ehrman both had doubles. For Flensburg, Reese Hubbard and Juan Melesino, they both had 2 hits. So a final again from Swanville had Swanville defeating Flensburg on Friday night 13-4. On Saturday in the Victory League, St. Stephen, they hosted Royalton, and St. Stephen defeats Royalton by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for St. Stephen. 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Royalton. Landon Lunzer starts the ball game for St. Stephen, relieved by Derek Durant in the 8th. He picks up the win. And Grayson Suska will start for Royalton. He's relieved by Nathan Sick in the 9th inning, and Sick takes the loss. Some hitting highlights for St. Stephen on Saturday. Matt Meyer, 2-for-4 with a double. Logan Seamers was 2-for-4. Blake Guggenberger had a grand slam in the 2nd inning, and Cole Fuker had a 9th inning walk-off home run for the Steves. For Royalton, Nathan Sick, 2-for-4 with a double. Drew Yurchik and Tyler Gendro each had 2 hits, and Nate Benusa had a home run. So a final again on Saturday had St. Stephen defeating Royalton 7-6. More scores for you on Saturday. It was Upsala hosting Avon, and Upsala defeats Avon by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Upsala. 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Avon. Levi Lampert starts the ball game and picks up the win. His catcher, Justin Sheehan. For Avon, Ilian Mosqueda starts, relieved by Cole Wellman in the 7th. Wellman will take the loss, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. Hitting highlights for Upsala on Saturday had Matt Swanson going 3-for-4 with a 2-run home run. Brandon Walensky and Jeremy Mugg each had 2 hits. For Avon, Caleb Curry was 3-for-5 with a home run. Carter Phillippe, 2-for-4 with a double. And Cole Wellman had 2 hits. So a final from Upsala on Saturday had Upsala defeating Avon 7-6. Buckman traveled to Opole, and Buckman defeated Opole 10-0 in 7 innings. 10 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for Buckman. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Opole. Matt Totkus starts and wins this ball game for Buckman as he goes the complete game. This was a 7-inning ball game. Hunter Arns starts for Opole. He'll take the loss, relieved by Isaiah Folsom in the 1st and Blake Niemeyer in the 6th inning. Some hitting highlights for Buckman. Jack Suska, 3-for-4. He had 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. Noah Boser was 2-for-5 with a double. Matt Cummett, 2-for-4 with a double. Ben Thoma and Matt Topkis each with 2 hits for Buckman. For Opole, Hunter Beckerman, double. And Luke Bienick, Max Posch, and Dirk Sopatz all with singles. So final again in 7 innings from Opole. It was Buckman 10. Opole nothing. On Sunday, Randall over in Opole taking on the Bears, and Randall, actually it was Opole over in Randall, and Randall defeats Opole on Sunday by a score of 10-2. 10 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Randall, 2 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for Opole. Travis Wenzel starts on the mound for Randall. He'll pick up the complete game victory. His catcher, Hudson Phillippe. And for Opole, Tate Lang starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Hunter Arns in the 5th and the catcher, Alex Lang. Some hitting highlights for Randall today. Brett Strock, 2-for-3. Travis Wenzel was 2-for-5. They both scored 2 runs this afternoon. For Opole, Luke Bienick, 2-for-3 with a double, and Drew Lang was 2-for-4. So a final from Randall this afternoon had Randall defeating Opole 10-2. St. Stephen over in St. Wendell this afternoon. Actually, it was St. Wendell over in St. Stephen. I got my directions mixed up here, but yeah, St. Wendell over in St. Stephen today, and St. Stephen defeats St. Wendell by a score of 10-5. 10 runs, 12 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. 5 runs, 9 hits, 8 errors for St. Wendell today. Pitching for St. Stephen, Jack Greenland will start. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Derek Durant in the 8th. And for St. Wendell, Austin Diekman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Pete Schumer in the 8th inning. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen today, Cole Fuecker 3-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. Blake Guggenberger was 2-for-4. Matt Meyer 2-for-5 with a double. Logan Seamers 2-for-4. Logan had a home run and 4 RBIs. For St. Wendell, Brandon Diekman 2-for-5 with a double. Logan Harn was 2-for-4 with 3 runs scored. Tanner Tomczyk 2-for-4. And Tanner Reese had a triple. So a final from St. Stephen this afternoon. It was St. Stephen 10, St. Wendell 5. That's going to do it for the Victory League tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Central Valley League. That's coming up next.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20. And Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck, Martins, from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show since the beginning of time.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, let's get back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM in the Central Valley League this weekend. On Saturday, St. Augusta at St. Nick, and St. Augusta defeated St. Nick Saturday by a score of 12-7. 12 runs, 16 hits, 3 errors for St. Augusta, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for St. Nick. Nevin Bloom on the mound for St. Augusta gives way to Mitch Fruth in the fifth. He'll get the win, and the catcher is Truman Toto. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts taking the loss, relieved by Caden Roush in the fifth, Connor Lincoln in the eighth, and the catcher Jeff Lutkin. Hitting highlights for St. Augusta on Saturday, Aaron Pruth was 5-for-6, Mitch Fruth 2-for-4 with a double, and Dusty Schultzenberg 2-for-4 with a double. For St. Nick on Saturday, Damian Lincoln 2-for-5, Nick Cowan was 2-for-5 with a double, and Dylan Roush had a double. A final on Saturday had St. Augusta defeating St. Nick 12-7. My Chasm game of the week took me to Watkins on Saturday, where the Watkins Clippers faced Luxembourg and the Brewers, and Watkins defeats Luxembourg on Saturday 4-1. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Watkins. 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg. Matt Geislinger on the mound for the Clippers. He'll go the distance, picking up the win. His catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Dusty Adams starts for Luxembourg on Saturday, takes the loss, relieved by Reed Funnenstein in the fifth, and the catcher, Will Bachman. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Saturday, Kevin Kramer, 2-for-3. He had 3 runs scored and a solo home run in the eighth inning, and Carter Block was 2-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Josh Lenko, 2-for-4 for Luxembourg on Saturday. He had a solo home run in the first inning. A final again had Watkins defeating Luxembourg in our Chasm game of the week, 4-1. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, Kimball over in Pearl Lake this afternoon, and Kimball defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Kimball. 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Pearl Lake. Tommy Prezen starts on the mound for Kimball today, relieved by Zach Dingman in the sixth, Matt Dingman in the eighth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Cade Marquardt. For Pearl Lake, Nolan Notch starts for the Lakers, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the eighth. He'll take the loss. Mitch Winicky in the ninth, and the catcher, Colton Pruth. Hitting highlights for Kimball this afternoon, Tommy Prezen was 3-for-4 with a double. Austin Rooley had a double in the eighth. Brian Marquardt, a double and RBI in the eighth. And Scott Marquardt, he had a double and RBI in the ninth inning. For Pearl Lake, Rudy Notch, 2-for-3 with a triple, and Adam Braun had a 2-run homer in the seventh inning. So a final from Pearl Lake this afternoon, Kimball 4, Pearl Lake 2. Cold Spring Rockies at Luxembourg today, and the Cold Spring Rockies in Luxembourg went 7 innings, where Luxembourg came out victorious 14-4. 14 runs, 15 hits, 4 errors for Luxembourg, 4 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for the Rockies. J.T. Harn will pick up the win for Luxembourg today, relieved by Brady Kenning in the 7th, and the catcher, Will Bachman. For the Rockies, Cole Fuchs starts, relieved by T.J. New in the 5th. He'll take the loss. Eli Bacchus in the 9th, and the catcher, Brady Leverington. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Luke Harn, 3-for-4, Josh Lanko, 2-for-4, and Ethan Pruth was 3-for-4. For the Rockies, David Jonas, 2-for-3 this afternoon, and Austin Duffner with a double. A final this afternoon in 7 innings had Luxembourg defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 14-4. Eden Valley, and they were at Watkins today, and Watkins defeats Eden Valley by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Watkins. No runs, 6 hits, and an error for Eden Valley. Carson Geislinger starts on the mound for Watkins today, relieved by Dan Berg in the 8th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For Eden Valley, Nathan Geislinger starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Berg in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Sam Nistler. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Kevin Kramer, 2-for-4, Lincoln Hogan, 2-for-3, Gavin Mathias was 2-for-4, and Carson Geislinger with a triple. For Eden Valley, nobody with more than a hit today as Watkins defeats Eden Valley this afternoon 3-0. And St. Nick made the trip over to St. Augusta this afternoon, and today St. Nick defeats St. Augusta by a score of 13-7. 13 runs, 16 hits, and an error for St. Nick. 7 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Travis Hansen starts on the mound for the Knicks today, relieved by Dylan Rausch in the fourth. He'll pick up the win. Connor Lincoln in the eighth inning, and the catcher, Tanner Rausch. For St. Augusta this afternoon, Travis Laudenbach starts, relieved by Tyler Bouch in the fourth. He'll take the loss. Zach Laudenbach in the eighth, and the catcher, Truman Tojo. Some hitting highlights for St. Nick today. Connor Lincoln, 2-for-3. He had a grand slam home run in the seventh inning. Damian Lincoln, 2-for-4. Dylan Rausch was 3-for-6. Tanner Rausch, 2-for-5 with a double. And Derek Keekley was 2-for-5 for the Knicks. And for St. Augusta, Marcus Lummel, 4-for-6 today. Aaron Pruth was 3-for-6. Nevin Bloom, 3-for-5. And Nate Laudenbach, 2-for-5 with a double. A final today from St. Augusta had St. Nick defeating St. Augusta 13-7. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Byer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Camphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
When your pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, when your spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sauk Center can help you with. Give Mike, Dan, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Kuhl, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon.
This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Whether buying or selling real estate, It's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold at century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League. And on Saturday, Greenwald over at Meyer Grove, and Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove Saturday 2-0. 2 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Greenwald. No runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Meyer Grove. Brett Engelmeyer will go the distance, picking up the win for Greenwald on Saturday. His catcher, Tyler Thomas. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick will go the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Highlights for Greenwald on Saturday, Weston Mittendorf, 3-for-4, and Tyler Thomas was 2-for-4. For Meyer Grove, Kurt Marfaller, 1-for-3. A final on Saturday, Greenwald 2, Meyer Grove nothing. Richmond over in Lake Henry on Saturday, and Lake Henry defeats Richmond by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Lake Henry, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for Richmond. Grant Ludwig will go the distance for Lake Henry on Saturday, his catcher Shane Campson. For Richmond, DJ Schleicher goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher Connor Dolds. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry on Saturday, Carter Wessel was 2-for-4, Shane Campson 2-for-4, Grant Ludwig 2-for-3, and a solo home run in the first inning for that winning pitcher, and Sam Huffer had a double. For Richmond, Kyle Buddy 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had Lake Henry defeating Richmond 3-1. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Farming at Greenwald today, and Farming defeats Greenwald by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Farming. 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Greenwald. Adam Neibauer will go the distance, picking up the win today for Farming. His catcher, Josh Becker. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts the ball game, relieved by Tyler Engelmeyer in the 7th. Hoffman with the loss in the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for Farming today, Tyler Schrader, a 2-run home run in the 6th inning for the Flames. Aaron Eink, Aaron was 3-for-6 today. Owen Sunderman, 3-for-5. Owen with a double, and Carson Holthaus was 2-for-5. For Greenwald, Tyler Lycum, 2-for-4 with a double. Tyler Engelmeyer had a double, and Max Waylogi a double. A final this afternoon had Farming defeating Greenwald 8-3. Richmond traveled over to Roscoe today, and Roscoe defeats Richmond by a score of 8-5. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. 5 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for Richmond. Bryce Vanderbeek on the mound for Roscoe today. He gets a complete game as he goes the distance. His catcher, Max Ottman. For Richmond, Luke Jokela starts, relieved by Carter Thielen in the 4th. He'll take the loss. Austin Larson in the 8th. And the catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Roscoe today. Max Ottman, 2-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-5 with a double. Chris Vanderbeek was 2-for-5. Braden Vanderbeek, 2-for-4 today, and Russell Leindecker had a double. For Richmond this afternoon, Justin Schrader, 2-for-4. Justin had a 3-run home run in the first inning. Carter Thielen was 2-for-4. Kyle Buddy had a double. Cole Schmitz a double. And Grady Notch a double. A final this afternoon from Roscoe. It was Roscoe 8, Richmond 5. Lake Henry over in El Rosa today. Rosa playing a doubleheader with Meyer Grove coming a little bit later this afternoon. In the first ball game for El Rosa, taking on the Lakers, it was El Rosa 5-0 over Lake Henry. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, 4 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Ethan Boat will start on the mound today for El Rosa. Gives way to Riley Meyer in the 9th. Boat gets the victory, and their catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Wessel in the 7th, Torrey Omscheid in the 8th, and the catcher, Shane Campson. Hitting highlights for El Rosa this afternoon, Blaine Fisher, 2-for-2. Derek Wiener was 2-for-4. Peyton Winter, 2-for-4, and Will Van Beck had a double. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland, 1-for-1. So a final this afternoon from El Rosa. It was El Rosa 5, Lake Henry nothing. Meyer Grove over in El Rosa this afternoon, and El Rosa defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 4-3. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. Will Van Beck starts on the mound for El Rosa today. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 8th. He gets the save, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Meyer Grove, Josh Ohmscheid starts. He takes the loss as he goes the distance. His catcher, Ryan Ohmscheid. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today. Kevin Kiefler, 2-for-2. Derek Wiener, 2-for-3 with 2 doubles. Ashton Dingman had a triple for El Rosa. For Meyer Grove this afternoon, Andrew Welly was 2-for-4 with a double, and Colton Meyer had a double. A final this afternoon from El Rosa was El Rosa 4, Meyer Grove 3. And all eyes on New Munich this afternoon as Spring Hill traveled to New Munich, and this one went down to the end too as New Munich defeats Spring Hill by a score of 10-9, 10-9 in the bottom of the 9th inning. 10 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for New Munich. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. Jim Toole on the mound today for the Silver Streaks gives way to Ty Reller in the 3rd. Caden Sand in the 6th and Brandon Holm in the 9th. He'll get the win, the catcher Logan Funk. For Spring Hill today, Ben Welly starts on the mound, relieved by Anthony Reverman in the 8th. He'll take the loss. Regan Nelson comes in the 9th, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for New Munich today, Logan Funk, 5-for-5 with a double. Will Funk, 1-for-5. Will had a solo home run in the first inning. And Brandon Holm, he picked up the win today. Brandon had a walk-off single in the 9th inning for the Silver Streaks. For Spring Hill today, Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-4 with a double. Dylan Gertgen was 2-for-5 with a double. Owen Meyer, 2-for-5 today. He had 2 doubles, and Corey Schoenberg, 2-for-4 with a double. Your final from New Munich this afternoon, it was New Munich 10, Spring Hill 9. When we come back on the Dick Putz Show, we've got some exhibition scores we'll report to you, and we'll give you some games coming up next week, some of the games that I have for you. We'll do it all after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2100. Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done?
the smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's take a look here at what has happened in some exhibition play on Wednesday night over in St. Joseph. Of course, Town Ball Tour had St. Joe hosting the Avon Lakers, a seven-inning ball game on Wednesday night. It goes to the Joes, 2-1 over the Avon Lakers. Two runs, four hits, and an error for St. Joe, one run, four hits, and two errors for Avon. That's all I got in that ball game from Wednesday night. Wednesday night, as St. Joe defeated Avon by a score of 2-1. Another exhibition game on Friday night, July the 7th. We had Sox Center taking on Freeport. Over in Freeport, Sox Center defeats Freeport by a score of 9-3. Nine runs, 10 hits, 6 errors for Sox Center, 3 runs, 2 hits, 5 errors for Freeport. Sean Hyungs starts and will pick up the win as he strikes out 11 for Sox Center. His catcher, Jake Haskamp. For Freeport, Ivner Pepke starts and takes the loss, relieved by Matt Johnson in the 8th inning. Some hitting highlights for Sox Center on Friday night. Dylan Haskamp was 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. Jake Haskamp, 2-for-5 with a double. Doug Zimmel, 2-for-6, and Derek Holm had a double. Mason Tupkus and Ben Millard each had singles for Freeport as Sox Center defeats Freeport on Friday night in exhibition action 9-3. On Friday night, Luxembourg at Atwater, taking on Atwater, and Atwater defeats Luxembourg 6-1. 6 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Atwater. 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg. Josh Kingery starts on the mound, will pick up the win as he strikes out 14, relieved by Jordan Olson in the 7th, and the catcher, Logan Strowman. For Luxembourg, J.T. Harn starts, relieved by Connor Clark in the 3rd. He'll take the loss, Tyler Stang in the 4th, and Josh Lanko in the 8th, the catcher, Brady Kenning. Some hitting highlights for Atwater on Friday night. Jordan Olson, 3-for-5 with a double. Logan Strowman, he was 2-for-4. He had 3 RBIs and a double. Josh Kingery was 2-for-4. And Colby Holtz, 2-for-4. For Luxembourg, there are 3 hits. Josh Lanko had a double, and Connor Clark and Brady Kenning each with hits. So a final on Friday night, it was Atwater 6, Luxembourg 1. And on Saturday, exhibition play had Regal traveling over to Foley, and Foley defeats Regal by a score of 4-0. 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Foley. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Regal. Alex Foss will pick up the win for Foley, relieved by Hunter Hammers in the 8th. Colby Johnson, the catcher. For Regal, Kai Schneider starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the 8th, and the catchers Derek Dangerud and Adrian Belden. Hitting highlights for Foley on Saturday. Noah Winkelman, 2-for-4. He had a double and a home run in the 8th. Charles Hackett, 2-for-3. He had a home run in the 7th. And Josiah Peterson with a double. For Regal, Luke Knutson was 2-for-3. So final on Saturday at Regal, traveling to Foley, where Foley defeats Regal 4-0. Got one late score coming in here. I do have this one already. I did report that one already, so it's just a repeat of what I have. Otherwise, what have we got going on as far as games coming up? And there are a lot of games on the schedule. Pull up some games here for you. Over in the Central Valley League, it'll be Pearl Lake. They will host St. Augusta on Saturday, and they have Watkins on Sunday. So St. Augusta Saturday, Watkins Sunday over in Pearl Lake. Those ball games coming up for the Lakers. Other ball games here, the Watkins Clippers, they will be at Eden Valley, on Friday night at Eden Valley. That's 7:30, and then they'll be at Pearl Lake on Sunday. That's the Watkins Clippers schedule. A few other games on Friday night, it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies hosting Luxembourg at 7:30 on Friday night, and that's over in Cold Spring. On Friday night, should be a good one, 7:30, over in Avon. St. Stephen will be at Avon. That'll be our Chasm game of the week. We're going back to Blattner Field as St. Stephen in town. They're pounding the ball around. They'll take on the Lakers. Friday night, 7:30, we'll have that game of the week here on KASM Radio. Some other ball games going on in the Victory League. We have Freeport. They'll be at Randall. That's on Saturday at 1:30. Freeport at Randall, Saturday at 1:30 in the Victory League. On Friday night, it'll be Royalton up at Nisswa. They'll take on Nisswa, Royalton at Nisswa. That's a 7:30 start. And then on Sunday, we have the Piers Lakers at Aiken. And Buckman will be at Fort Ripley. I don't have an updated Stearns County League, and their website is down right now, so I don't have the most recent Stearns County games coming up. I will get them for you on Sports Scoreboard Show tomorrow morning at 8:15. The County Line League has set up their first round of playoffs, and it'll be Painesville at Regal on Saturday. Painesville at Regal. The winner will play New London Spicer on Sunday. And it'll be Starbuck at Norway Lake Sunburg, and they play that at Sunburg. Starbuck at Norway Lake Sunburg. That's Saturday. The winner will play at Atwater on Sunday. That's the County Line League playoffs and how they roll. One other score today, it looks like Atwater defeated Starbuck 5-3 in 15 innings. Atwater over Starbuck 5-3 in 15 innings. So again, our Chasm game of the week will be on Friday night. It'll be St. Stephen at Avon. I'll have that call here on KASM Radio Friday night from Blattner Field. That's going to do it. A big Dick Put show for you tonight here on KASM. I want to thank Joyce for producing our Dick Put Show back at our sports studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Put Show.